Do you struggle to find calmness in motherhood? I know I do. Perhaps, like most of us, you desire to find more joy in your daily tasks, but you're just not sure how it's possible. In fact, it often seems hopeless. So, you probably continue on your daily grind and perform mundane tasks, eagerly awaiting the moment you can just have your head hit the pillow at night. I know, it's tough. But what if I told you that we as mothers can find calmness, hope, and joy in motherhood? That it really is possible? Fellow mother, this podcast is for you. Join me, Danielle, as we journey together to cultivate calmness, discover hope, and experience joy in every single moment of motherhood. The mundane, the eventful, the trying, the super worthy memory book moments of motherhood. Let's dive into scripture together, share real truth and encouragement as we seek to embrace our calling as mothers and raise our children for the kingdom of Christ. Are you ready? Let's renew motherhood together. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Renewing Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, and I'm very glad that you're joining me here today. If you're just joining the Renewing Motherhood Podcast for the first time, welcome. Here on the podcast, we seek to cultivate calmness, discover hope, and experience joy in our calling as moms. No matter where you are in your journey, my prayer and my hope is that you'll leave this episode feeling more encouraged and inspired to pursue a deeper relationship with Christ that spills over into the atmosphere of your heart and home. Over the past couple of episodes and for the rest of the month, we're going to be talking about faithfulness in motherhood. And our scripture focus for today is Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. For the Lord our God is He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. I'm going to read that again because that's just such an amazing verse. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. For the Lord your God is He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. I love this passage. It's amazing. Here in this passage, the Israelites have been wandering through the wilderness for some time in search of the promised land. God has been leading them. They finally come to the end of their time with Moses, and Moses is giving them counsel. He's giving them laws concerning refuge, concerning warfare, property boundaries, everything that a tribe would need when they enter a new land. And so when he's instructing them in warfare, because they are going to encounter enemies, they're going to encounter lots of strife, they're going to encounter death, they're going to encounter struggle. And he tells them, for the Lord your God is He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and to give you the victory. He tells them right before verse 4 and verse 3, do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. Hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for the battle against your enemies. Let not your heart be faint. That's so encouraging to me as a mom because I don't know about you, but my heart is often faint. We often talk here about motherhood and how it can be lonely, especially in seasons of waiting or in really just the everyday ins and outs of motherhood. And sometimes when we feel lonely, we can feel like the Lord is not answering like we want Him to, or even perhaps that He's just not close to us. And in this passage in Deuteronomy, we have an amazing example of Christians encouraging other Christians. I love that. In motherhood, we feel so lonely because it's hard work. if we're not being encouraged or we don't have another wise, encouraging mom walking alongside of us, it is lonely. It's very lonely. And maybe you can relate to that. There's so many things that we feel like we can't talk about as moms. And so we just don't. And we keep going from day to day, trying to press on and what we're supposed to do. But I don't know about you, but I find that I fall short every time, every single time, whether I'm trying to do it in my own strength, because sometimes that's what it is. Sometimes I don't want to ask for help because I feel unnecessary shame and guilt for whatever reason. And when I fall short of what I think the expectation should be, that in turn causes shame, depression, lack of peace, a loss of hope, and little desire for joy. So in talking about faithfulness in motherhood, holding fast, pressing toward the calling that we have, how can we press on in faithfulness in the work that we as mothers are called to do when we're so incredibly lonely? What does it look like to remain faithful? Well, as Moses is giving this encouragement to the Israelites and passing on the leadership torch to Joshua, Joshua then, in the next book, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, he and preceding verses and verses thereafter, he passes on similar wisdom and encouragement to the people once again, just like Moses did. And I want to focus on verse 9, which is a very familiar verse, where Joshua says, in God's words, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This is a callback, a reference to Moses' previous admonishment to the Israelites when he, in Deuteronomy chapter 20, "For the Lord your God is he who goes with you." And then Joshua says, "For the Lord your God is with you." We see these reminders all throughout Scripture. The Lord your God is with you. The Lord your God will give you the victory. The Lord your God will give you strength. He will fight for you. It is this one of the many reoccurring themes in Scripture. And I think it is there so much because they needed reminding. Life was hard for them. They needed reminding. We need reminding because life is really hard. And mamas, there are times when we are fearful and stressed about the future. We struggle with faithfulness because maybe we just don't know where to begin, how to cultivate it, how to start. Well, cultivating faithfulness begins with a commitment to just start and keep going wherever you are. Just go and then keep going. But it's a daily commitment to seek his presence first, and then everything else falls into place. He's promised to be faithful to us, and we can be faithful to him too. It's often lonely if we're mothering alone without a community of fellow moms to share the joys and struggles with. If that's you, I completely connect with you. I spent so many years thinking that I was mothering alone. I didn't have friends to walk through all the messy moments of motherhood with, and it was lonely. And friend, if you're listening today and you feel like you don't have a community to cultivate deep friendships with, don't let that stop you from staying the course in motherhood. Those deep friendships that you so desire to have, they're going to come. I promise. They will come as you begin to cultivate the most important friendship first, the one with Jesus. And if you feel distant from him, and sometimes we do feel distant from him because we are. If we're not seeking his presence and being in his word, the battles we face as mothers will feel impossible. But guess what? They're not. We have a hope. We have assurance in Jesus, in God, that he will fight for us. He's already won the greatest battle. And the God that fought battles for his people in the Old Testament Memenu still cares about the battles we wage in our homes with our children every single day. Motherhood is a battlefield. Yes. Amen. Yes. We are fighting for our children's hearts every single day with everything that goes on. Motherhood is a battlefield. And if we don't cultivate that faithfulness and find the joy in the midst of trials, which is very difficult, it's not easy, but we can do it with courage that God has given us, with strength that we get from being in His Word and remaining faithful and knowing Him, finding out who He is. When we open those scriptures, we're learning about Him and how He is faithful, how He is loving and steadfast and constant. And when everything is changing around you, you can count on His faithfulness, His constance, His promises. In the next episode, we're going to unpack more about how specifically we can cultivate calmness, cultivate faithfulness in the battlefield of motherhood. Until then, rest in Him, mamas. You've been listening to the Renewing Motherhood Podcast, where we dive in together in our unique callings to cultivate calmness, discover hope, and experience joy together in our motherhood.